We all have stories to tell, but we often forget to have the conversations to pass them on. We're too busy, too distracted, too occupied. Our stories only live if we tell them. This is Northern Michigan Voices. I'm Hannah Moran. In July of 2014, StoryCorps, a national nonprofit organization that travels the country, came to Marquette and recorded conversations between families, friends, and neighbors, then submitted them to the Library of Congress for preservation. StoryCorps says, listening is an act of love. Telling these stories is also an act of love. We hope you enjoy the voices of our community and the stories they tell. Today, Public Radio 90 presents a story from Gary and Anne Stark.
Now, you have a story, I think, about the first time we were in the UP, if you don't mind telling me that.
Yeah.
It was on vacation, right?
So we got married and lived in Chicago for, this was our first vacation in the summer after we'd gotten married. So we'd been married a year. We were all of, 23 and 24 years old, had jobs in the city. And since your family had vacationed in the UP often, we decided rather than always going back home to Kansas on our vacation, we'd go up to the Upper Peninsula. So we start driving up from Chicago and all the way through Wisconsin, it rained. And it was going to rain all night long. So we got up to the UP. We got up to McLean State Park, which is outside of Houghton. And we got there, and I think it was almost dark or dark when we got there, and it was raining. It had really started to rain by this point. And we're in a campground surrounded by big campers and people with their dogs and their satellite dishes and everything. And we set up our little pup tent. And like an inexperienced camper, I put the tarp on the, laid the tarp out and then put our tent on top of it. Well, what happened was the rain collected in the tarp. And about 3 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping or trying to sleep in 2 inches of icy rainwater. So I get up, and I just think it was the most miserable thing possible. Here I am in the middle of the dark, in the middle of nowhere. But the next day, the sun came up, and it was glorious. It was so beautiful in the campground, and we were able to move from our tents, or like an RV spot, into a rustic spot. So the tent looked much more natural. So during that day, we went into town and we dried all of our stuff at the laundromat and we drove around. And I remember very clearly thinking that this was as pretty as anything out of a Disney movie. I mean, it was the most beautiful place I think I had ever been at that point. And I've seen mountains and I've seen the ocean. I've seen other places. But you'd come driving through the trees and there'd be this beautiful meadow and butterflies. And you expect Bambi to come walking out. So we were super tourists that day, and we were really tired, and we came back to the camp, made our dinner, got everything, you know, had the fire, all things, got all cozied up into bed, because it gets cold in Houghton in August. So we're laying there, and I hear this rustle, 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 and I roll over, and I whisper, "Gary, where's the axe?" We could not breathe. We were so scared. I was convinced this, you know, Chicago resident, I was convinced there was an axe murderer out there that was going to rip down our tent and kill us at any moment.
Of course, I hadn't thought about anything like that until you said, where's the axe?
So we're laying there.
And then all of a sudden, I couldn't think of anything else. It's got to be an axe murderer. Of course. What else could it be?
No, it couldn't be anything, you know, like a wild animal. So the rustling went on for a really long time. And finally, I said a little bit louder, I don't think it's an axe murderer. I think it's an animal. And so you wanted me to go outside and see. And I said, no, because if it's a skunk, I don't want to get sprayed. So, yeah. So when people ask me what's my most embarrassing moment, I think that's really what it is it's mistaking. It was probably a raccoon, but I didn't have the guts to look. But in the morning, there was trash and stuff all around. It was a real big mess, but no axe murderer.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by WNMU-FM and the Northern Michigan University Advanced Audio Production Class. Today's program was edited by Zach Riley. For Public Radio 90, I'm Hannah Moran.